My name's Liz Keogh and I have my life together.
My name's Curtis Lang and by all rights, I shouldn't be alive.
And I want to find out what it's like to walk 1 mile in your shoes.
Oh, well, I want to find out what it's like to walk 1 mile in your shoes.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I know, it's almost as if we planned it.
Let's do a podcast.
That's right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was very aggressive.
It was. I was like, oh, God, we are here and we're about to record.
I am Curtis Lang and I'm here with my delightful co-host, Liz Kehoe.
Hi.
And we are back for 1 mile in each other's shoes.
Yeah.
We're going to swap some lives, aren't we, Liz?
We are.
Yeah.
So far, no blisters.
So far, no blisters in each other's shoes.
Do you get that because we're walking in each other's shoes?
Have we put shoes in the hat?
I hope we have.
I don't think we have.
We did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I know.
That's a missed opportunity.
I know.
Jeez.
That hat knows.
Yeah.
It reads it out to us.
It does.
When we pick
every
it up.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magical hat. What? How are you? How are you, Liz?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a lot of uni stuff at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty overwhelming, but it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Still here. I'm like drowning, but I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we've just come off the karaoke episode, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I can't wait for everyone to hear that.
Well, they already have.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It's like, I can't wait to talk.
It's hard to maintain the timeline. We're recording this intro in the same recording station as the last one.
Stop it.
So we haven't done it yet. I know. The illusion of the phone call is broken.
It's like we just told them we're throwing them a surprise party, you know? It's like people thought about it, but we never confirmed.
Well, did.
And now it's happened.
Well, from now on, that will never happen again.
No, we will always never do that.
Never. Why are we swapping lives, Liz?
Well, Curtis.
What makes it interesting?
I don't know. I guess, in your words, you live a spontaneous life and I live a more of a structured life.
Yeah. You've got rules and regulations and that's fine for some people, but not for free-flying gangsters like myself.
I sound like a librarian.
Yeah, but I sound like a mentally debilitated,
I'm going to get into like job alcoholic interviews and they'll be like, describe yourself. I was like, structured, not spontaneous.
Yes,
that's what I've been told. Anyway, no, as you can tell, I go to uni full time and I work two jobs. One of them is based from home, start a little business. I've got a few Instagram businesses as well, actually.
Ooh.
That's a fun time. What else do I do? I wake up early and I go and exercise. I really love exercising, so I do that a little bit and eat lots and good stuff and got a boyfriend and hang out with my girlfriends and, yeah, just a busy, on the go. It's always something happening in my life. Kind of gal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Curtis Lang?
Me? I eat what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take care of myself.
Oh.
I don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Okay.
And yeah, I live in the nighttime. I very rarely see the day. I hear
Dracula.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I hear it's delightful.
The sun is shining.
No, I'm unemployed. Oh no, I'm employed now. I drive Uber. That's right. It's fun. I get to talk to people.
Imagine if you pick up a podcast listener,
am I right?
And they say, hey, can I just show you one of these podcasts I've listened to?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll give you my aux cord because I have one summer five star.
And they chuck on the greatest podcast of all time, Unfeatured Articles.
Aww.
Got her.
That was a zinger. That was a zinger.
Like a zinger burger combo meal.
That's my favorite combo meal.
Yeah, me too. All righty. Well, should we get down to swapping?
Yes, we are going to swap one element of our lives as we have for the past 6 weeks.
Yep.
And the element that we choose is coming out of this incredible hat.
Majestic hat.
It's just
amazing.
I can't
believe it hovers.
That's my favorite aspect.
I know. It's incredible.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Now, is it my? No, it's yours.
No, it's my turn.
I pretended like I knew that it might not be, but.
All right. Come on.
Hear the rustle.
All right. Let's get a. Let's,
come on,
let's get
snake
one
eyes.
That doesn't hurt me, but it hurts Liz. All right. I don't mean that. I do.
You do a little bit. Right.
Oh, I've picked up two by accident.
Oh,
shit.
What? No.
I just sort of done.
No. You
exercise.
Haven't.
Exercise.
Yes! I've been waiting for this day, ladies and gentlemen, for 8 weeks now.
Fuck.
7 weeks, whatever one we're on. Oh, my goodness.
Fuck.
I even started this episode by saying, I hope we get exercise. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I'm actually, smiling from ear to ear.
I actually want to cry.
Okay.
Just give me a little time to absorb this. Break down your exercise ratio.
Okay. Well, I'm okay. So do it.
Okay, now I'm back. All right. Yep.
I do a couple of things. I only make you do one of them. I do reformer Pilates. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. It's like, do you know what Pilates is?
I know of Pilates. I couldn't tell you what it is, though. Okay,
that's right. It's amazing, and it's really, like, it's, like, lengthening, and it's really hard, and it's really cool, and it's on a machine. I'd really recommend it. It's beautiful. Good for, like, mental and physical health. I feel like I've never been more mindful when I'm doing Pilates ever. All right. Fun fact there. Yep. But look at his leg. What you're going to be doing is a HIIT class with me. Do you know what HIIT stands for?
I don't know what HIIT stands for, Liz.
HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training.
Okay. I know.
It's
a
60-minute class.
Shit.
It involves things. It involves the one I do. It's amazing. I do it at HIIT Kapalabhar. It's even named after its own. Yeah, it's good. Yep. It involves lots of different things. But the whole element is that you do, say, one exercise for 1 minute, then you swap to the next exercise for 1 minute, then you go back to that exercise for 1 minute, then you go the other exercise for 1 minute, then you have a short, like, about 30-second break when you go to the next station, and then you do, like, the same concept for an hour. So, like, everything from, like, kettlebell swings to, like, bicep curls to, like, deadlifts, and, like, it's really strength-based, which is what I like. It's, like, it's actually not a lot of cardio, which is nice, unless we get the burpee class, and no one likes the burpee class. But we're going to be doing some HIIT class together.
All right.
And your first trial is free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you don't even have to pay.
Oh, dear.
I'm so excited.
I tell you what you're going to do?
The silence right now is telling me what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, because I exercise sometimes.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm going to go play golf, Liz.
Oh, cool. Like putt-putt?
No, like actual golf.
Like the driving range?
No, like around an 18-hole round of golf.
My ads just rolled.
And it's not complete without a lot of beer.
Well, I was knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I was like, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason.
I play generally with Drew and sometimes Riley McNamara.
All right, I'm taking
And we've
them.
Been trying to convince James to come along for a while.
Well, you've just convinced me, my friend.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do.
I mean, actually, golf is one of the only...
But we're not going home until you get a par.
What's a par?
Okay, let me break down the goal system of golf. It's very silly. So...
Hole in one.
The stupidest thing about golf is that the object of golf is to play the least amount of golf.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah. So the scoring system goes as follows. Yeah. Okay, so there's three kinds of holes, and they're determined by...
Yeah, there is. There's the urethra, and I'm sorry.
What's the second one?
The vagina. Oh. And the last one is the anus.
Oh, anus.
That's a little anatomy lesson for you. I don't know. I study occupational therapy. I know this
stuff. Do you want to tell you what nuskus is?
What, like the...
Do you want me to?
It's like...
You know the little bits of toilet paper you get stuck in your bum?
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, when you wipe yourself. When you're wiping.
When you wipe back or front? Backwards or front ways?
Front ways.
Backwards.
You sit down or do you stand?
Stand. Sit down?
I sit down.
Wow, it's so opposite.
I'm going to put that one in the...
Let's not. So I'm going to play some golf.
Okay, I kind of get why.
Yeah.
You would probably. UTI. Yeah, okay. Yeah, UTI. They're not fun. So I've heard. Three kinds of holes. Teehee. Now, there's par three, there's a par four, and there's a par five, generally, on most courses.
Yeah.
The majority are par fours. Then there's a couple of par threes, a couple of par fives. Right?
Sounds so
boring. Let's take a par five because it's got the most amount of.
Okay. So, I'm with it.
To get a par, you need to get.
A pardon?
A par. That was very funny. To get a par, you need to...
I'll be here all week, ladies. Right.
You need to get equal to the number that the hole is. So on a par three,
three shots.
And then into the hole.
Okay.
That's a par three.
That makes sense.
Par four, same thing. Par five, thing, right?
Getting it.
On a par five, a par is five shots.
Yep.
Four shots, so one under par, is called a birdie.
Yes.
Two shots under... Yeah, so three shots and then you get in. That's called an eagle.
Uh-huh.
One shot under that, that's called an albatross underneath that. And no one has ever gotten a hole-in-one on a par five.
Well, challenge it's
literally
accepted.
It's literally impossible.
I haven't seen Liz Keogh play golf before.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whew. It's called a what?
That's just called a hole-in-one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only name.
But that's because like on a par four, a hole-in-one is an albatross.
Wow.
And then a par three, a hole-in-one is an eagle.
Yes, that makes sense. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually a bit excited. How long do the games go for?
It's like an afternoon affair.
Right.
So like you start at like just after lunch, you'll probably be done.
Do you get to eat lunch on the field?
Oh, there's a cart that comes around with food.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The chippy cart.
I might make some snacks.
Oh, I'll bring the beer.
sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm doing a HIIT class.
Together. We're doing this together. Yeah. You've got to do it with me. We can do a PT session together also, but we could just leave it at the one.
I'll cop the HIIT class.
Okay.
Because that actually kind of sounds like if I was going to exercise, that'd be the way. Exercise. Now, Liz.
Yeah.
Let's get serious for a second.
Let's get
down low. One of the reasons I don't exercise is because I'm quite self-conscious about my body.
Oh, yeah. Curtis Lang.
So how self-conscious in this class am I going to feel?
Not at all. Yeah? I actually, like, I've only just started at this place. I've only been there for, like, a month. And I'm, like, I'm used to being, like, one, not, like, the strongest, not, like, the weakest. Just, like, that really comfortable.
The middle ground.
Little bit, like, not above average. You know, like, that just kind of nice ground where, like, you're pretty strong and you're doing well and stuff. And like, to be honest, going into it, because I hadn't done that exercise, I was right down that bottom of like, the people there, people who run the class as well as people involved are so supportive and they'll come over and they'll like help you with your technique. And literally like, I've never like felt judged. I've never felt anything like that. And everyone's just there just to have a good time and support each other.
That's what I love to hear.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, fuck it. Fine. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to golf though. That'll be fun.
But no, I get to do the golf.
No, but I'm going with you to play golf.
Cool. I'm keen to exercise. Sounds like a plan, my friend.
Golf is a group affair. You got to go with like a group of the boys. The boys.
Yeah, the boys. Perfect Sunday hashtag.
Perfect Sunday hashtag. Alrighty. Well, until then.
I will see you then.
Yep. Okay. I'll see you then. If I'm alive. This one might kill me.
Might change your life. Bye.
'Driving range. Victoria Park. Very excited. Never done this before. Dominic, I would like you to, can you like be my
instructor?
Talk them through what, no. Okay. Just talk them through what I'm doing so that they can visualize what's going on.
So Liz is currently walking up. Oh no. Oh my God. She just fell off the edge. Oh my God. She's on the driving range. Liz's ball's coming. No, she's, it's all right. She's here. Don't worry. Yep.
I was going to put it here.
So she's currently getting ready. I haven't seen her swing yet, so we're going to see if those legs are bending, the butt's sticking out. Oh, no, she's got it. It's the first time she's ever hit a golf ball. The trick is, Liz, not a big, just don't go too hard. Give it a bit of a test first. She's got her knees bent, butt sticking out. She's looking at me right now, doing a bit of a jiggle. It's kind of cute. Anyway, she goes there. Yeah, she's going to take the jumper off. This is getting real now. This is really exciting. I can't, the tension in the room is palpable. The golfers have all stopped swinging in there. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Oh, it's a hole in one. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Strike. There. She's out. I'm awful.
I can totally get around, what were they doing? Not putt-putt, driving range, golfing. I imagine, I like it because it was quick and it was done, and that's kind of my version of exercise, but which I feel isn't actually what golf is meant to be about. If I had done the different holes, I think I might have gotten bored, but I enjoyed the swing. Dom was really good at it. And I was very mediocre, but I got there in the end. So far I enjoy a bit of a swing. I think I might be around it.
All right, well, Liz, we're on our way to...
We're in the car.
We're on our way to Capella Bar to do a HIIT class.
A HIIT, yeah. H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training.
Great.
And Curtis and I were just talking, it's either going to be leg, like upper body, or it's going to be lower body. And
so what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for upper body because I worked legs 3 times last week.
Oof. Yeah, okay. I can understand.
Although
that.
My booty is popping, I just need to give it a little break. What are you hoping for?
See, I'm hoping for legs.
Yeah.
Because as someone going into this, without anything... Any other example of doing it before? My legs are stronger than my arms.
Well, my lower body is.
No better way to get stronger than with this.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's
called. Well, Liz, I've got a genuine concern.
Yes.
I'm genuinely concerned I'm going to vomit. that's like not me just going, oh, lol, that's what if okay. I puke? I'm genuinely concerned that I am going to vomit.
That's okay.
And we'll see how we go.
I don't know whether, I was like about to tell you, I don't know whether it's comforting, but I was going to say, I've never seen anyone vomit. But then if you do vomit, I don't want you to feel weird. So yeah. Like either way, I'll support you.
Yeah.
There's bathrooms nearby.
That's
you just
fine.
Take your own time. You don't have to go crazy. You just like,
we'll see how we go.
We'll
it should
be
alright.
We'll see how we go. Indeed. So that's your main fear? That's your like.
That's my main fear.
Great.
Yeah.
Excited.
I shouldn't have had a meat pie.
Now, what kind of meat pie was it?
It's just a bakery meat pie. No, just
curry?
Just an old one. Just mince, you know.
Nothing beats it.
No, exactly.
I have a mince curry pie. They're really good.
Yes.
They're my favourite. Fun fact.
Curry kind of makes me,
But you probably shouldn't have had that before then.
Yeah, probably, yeah, exactly. That was my own fear. I was like, I ate it and then I was like, oh, fuck.
That's anyway. Right. I ate popcorn before this, so let's do it.
All right. Well, we'll come back when we're at the venue, and we're seeing what the kind of the mood is. Anyway. All right.
Peace.
Okay, so we have arrived at the class. I've signed up. I've got my towel. I'm in my shorts. I've got my water. I couldn't find my sneakers earlier today, so I'm just wearing some normal shoes. Yeah, that's probably not going to go great, but we're going to bloody see how we go. Look, I'm feeling okay about this, but we'll see how we go soon. I'll try and record as much as I can, but I don't know how I'm going to be able to. Because this looks pretty fucking active. But in the breaks, maybe I'll try and record some shit. Alright. We don't get, I mean, in the bits between the thing.
Talk soon.
Okay, bye. Okay, so first rotation. We're doing push ups at the moment. And I can't fucking do it. Oh, shit. Okay, stretch it out. The first two sections I'm pretty good at. This one I'm fucking shit at though. Whoa. No. Oh man. It's okay though, it's going well. I've been beaten. Alas, I had to retreat outside. 15 minutes from ending. I don't know how Liz does it, man. I know all those crazy motherfuckers in there do that. To be fair, it is good. It's like regimented and like you're never doing the same thing for too long, which is good, but just fuck, the continuous just I'm not maybe in like if I did like three more sessions I could get through a whole one, but that is just as it stands, that's too fucking much for me in my current state. Oh my god, Liz, you might have killed me. I haven't vomited. That's good. But let's just say that's not off the cards yet. My whole body is quivering. Fucking hell. I can fucking tell you. When, like, alcohol intake or hanging out with the boys comes around, Liz is gonna get a fucking reckoning. Because this has fucking ruined me. Alright, I'll either see you back in the studio or I don't know, we'll get Liz's thoughts on how it went afterwards. Or some fucking shit, I don't know. Okay.
We're back and better than ever.
Yeah.
Told you I'd sing. Yeah. It's still in me.
Liz, I'm in so much pain. This week has been the sorest of my life.
Really?
So we did the class on Monday.
Monday night, yeah.
Monday night. And Monday, afterwards on Monday, I was like, I'm okay. I'm feeling all right. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel pretty like
Did you feel good afterwards?
Sort of.
Okay.
Kind of.
That's all right.
Tuesday came around. I was sore, but I was all right.
Yep.
Wednesday hit.
Yeah, that's the day. It's the 2 day later hit.
I was fucking so sore. I wanted to die.
It's
no, I didn't want to die, but like it was so, I couldn't move properly.
Delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS. That's what happened to you. I was trying to think of the name. That's why I was on my phone. So DOMS, and that's fine because you did so well. Honestly, you actually did. I was really impressed.
I had to cop out like 10 minutes before the end.
But that's okay. Dude, like that was a really hard class. I did it again the next day and I was like, F this.
So you did it on Monday night.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday morning, you went back and did it again.
Yeah. I did that one. I do that and then I do that. I do the Monday night and then the Tuesday morning and then I do a Wednesday PT and then I do Thursday night and then a Friday morning. And then a
Saturday
morning.
You exercise every day.
Except for Sundays because it's the hashtag perfect Sunday. That's a flashback for all those avid listeners out there. Anyway, no, Curtis, you and I were next to each other working out.
Yeah.
And you just smashing it. You're getting those kettlebells, getting those dumbbells. Killed it.
All right. I will say.
Yeah.
I promise I'd save my thoughts until we recorded.
Yeah,
my thoughts are this.
I don't know.
If I was going to do the gym.
Yeah.
That would be how I would do it. Because it was good because it was rotational. Yep. Whatever. It rotated a lot. There was a lot of different exercises, a lot of different. So you weren't doing one thing for too long.
Because
you would spend like 1 minute on a station and do. So there were three stations per section.
Mm-hmm.
You spend 1 minute on each and then you do them all again. So in total, you were 6 minutes on a station.
And that's it.
And then there were five stations, I think.
Yeah, that's it. And you never do it again.
Yeah.
So my mindset when I do it is like, okay, I'm literally going to do this exercise twice. Let's just smash out what's one minute of my life. And when you think like that, you're like, oh, whatever. And then I think if you think of it in the whole like, oh my gosh, I'm here for an hour, then it's scary. But when you're down.
Yeah.
And I just love being told what to do at the gym. You know, like, I don't know, I used to go to the gym and they like to stand there in front of all the kettlebells and dumbbells and be like, okay.
What the fuck do I do?
And the big scary gym equipment with all these big scary giant muscly men and women.
Yeah.
And now I just rock up.
Yeah. You get told what to do.
That's it, with a towel in hand.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It was good. Look, and I think the thing that did me was the push-ups.
Yeah.
I'm really, really bad at push-ups.
Yeah.
Really bad.
You weren't bad. Like, I wasn't really looking at you, but you didn't seem bad from my eyesight.
It was fine. The push-ups were the thing that did me in, but like the weightlifting and the stretching and the strength exercises, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I think.
I love it because there's not much cardio. It's my favorite.
Not a lot of cardio.
That's why I love it.
I didn't make it. I copped out before
the bikes. Yeah.
And the bikes, so these are the bikes where you usually, they've got two handles and you've got the pedals and you're just going kind of back and forth. The way they wanted you to do it in this class was to not use your legs at all and just do your arms and your strength, and you had to keep it above a certain.
Yeah, like, above 20 kilometers an hour.
20 miles an hour.
20 kilometers an hour, yeah.
I don't know why I assumed it was miles.
We're
the metric system. We're not imperial.
That's okay. It's because we did the upper body class.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was all upper body, baby. But, you know, building those biceps.
I think I said in the first bit when we were driving down that I was gunning for lower body. And then when we got there, they were like, the upper body. I was like, oh, fucking course it is.
Great. Okay. No, I think you did well. On the other hand, I'm an avid golfer now.
Yeah.
You can call me Tiger Lizkio Woods.
I won't do that, but.
It's long, but I think I could catch on.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'd have to change, my number plate. Anyway, I loved it. Like, I really did. I was like, I know you don't normally go to the driving range. You normally do the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But.
You play around.
I did the driving range and I got 100 and I walked into the thing, to the place, and the guy was like, What would you like? And I looked up on the board and I was like, just a driver and what's the other one called? The putting one? I don't know. There's two different types of golf sticks.
All right. So in golf, right?
Yeah, but they only had two options. They had a driver and another one.
Okay.
Which is like what, if I went to play putt-putt, I'd expect to see the other one.
Okay, so that was a putter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's for...
Is that what it's called, putt-putt?
Yes.
Wow. I thought it was you like put the ball into the hole.
That's why it's called a putter. all right. Look, when you play golf, generally, do you know how a regular kind of hole is set out?
I actually think you talked me through this last
I think
time.
I talked about pars.
You did.
Yeah, part three, part four, part five.
Yeah.
But like generally, so you have, you've got the tee, which is where you hit the ball for the first time. And generally there, that's where you have the driver, which is what you do on the driving range.
Yep.
And then between there and the hole, the actual hole, the green.
Yeah.
So the hole is on the green. And between that, you've got the fairway.
Yeah.
And then you usually have like a bunker and maybe some water and that, so like traps kind of thing.
I've played this in Wii Sports. Don't worry. I know what's up.
And between there and the hole, you'll usually use either an iron club, which, so you've got your 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 iron, 5 iron. 5 iron is kind of like, it's straight. And the way that they measure it is like, so it's different angles. So the actual bit you hit the ball with is
fascinating stuff. He's really telling me I'm just so incredibly entertained.
It's very fun and
anyway,
very technical.
I love to putt.
So they gave you a try on a putt. Yeah.
I had fun. I was hitting it out of the ballpark. Strikerino.
James Keogh is here. I could talk about golf with him.
But he's
James
not.
Likes to talk
you got
about
his
golf.
Sister instead. No, I actually really liked it. I think I'm going to add that to the repertoire of what I can do.
It's good.
I got the whole foot out, the swing. Everyone knows at home, I'm just reenacting every move I'm doing right now.
Is good for actually like
your back or something.
Your back,
yeah.
It's actually quite good for your upper body strength.
Yeah.
Just for like, that's why a lot of like older people play golf as well, because it's good to like stretch and good to like get your movement happening. But
without
it's not
it being so
extremely like intense activity.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really liked it.
It was a good time.
I got worse as it went on, though.
Yeah.
We got like 135 balls, and by the 100th ball, I was like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, fair call.
And I kept going through because I am Tiger Woods. It's the only golfer I know, so I'm going to keep going back to that reference. Greg Norman?
The Sharky.
Yeah.
He designed the Hyatt, which is up on the Sunshine Coast, which is where Clive Palmer put the dinosaurs.
That's the giant golf ball?
The giant golf ball and the big Tyrannosaurus rexus is randomly on one of the most beautiful golf courses in the Southern Hemisphere, and Clive Palmer ruined it.
Clive Palmer ruins a lot of things.
Yep.
Australia included.
Fucking hell.
Well,
it's a bit of our political views on the podcast.
Do we have a verdict?
Yeah. Oh, should we swap?
Normally we come back and we're like, who's got it better?
Who's got it better? All right.
But every time I say who's got it better, you're like, Elizabeth? Sit down. That's not the reason we're here
today. We're doing this.
We don't do this because we live in a better life. And I say, sorry, Dad.
No, you've got it better. Because.
Really?
Yes.
Because I didn't expect you to say this.
I prefer mine, but I actively recognize your way is the better way to spend your time.
Oh, I actually disagree.
Do you?
Yeah. I think that golf brings a lot of other types of benefits. It doesn't have to be one benefit to emphasize. There's social benefit. There's like getting out in the outdoors benefit.
Yeah.
There's friends and like sport. It's a sport, as we said.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say if you're looking at it from one aspect of like.
Oh, geez. Now I've been sat down.
Well, I don't
know. I've been told.
I think so. Like, because if you look, that's like with anything though, you know, like if you think sugar is unhealthy, right?
Yeah.
But then if you think about it in the other sense, it's like, well, maybe having that sugar actually gives you happiness because you're eating a cake and you're sharing birthday cake and rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
But when you look at something from another angle, nothing really ever is that unhealthy. I'm an occupational therapist. I'm taught
to
think this way.
I probably shouldn't drink as much when I play golf, but.
Did we just get too deep for the podcast?
Okay, well.
Do you think you will ever do a mine again?
Not next week.
still got doms going on. Like if you were at my house and I was like, hey, boys, I'm going to the gym. Who wants to join me? You actively put your hand up if you had your gear there and you weren't drinking.
If a couple of the other guys, if I went with a few people,
yeah,
I would probably say yes.
Okay.
However,
yeah,
I don't want to pay for the gym, Liz.
Not too bad. Yeah, we did talk about
the price.
It's
not too bad, but sometimes I can't afford bread.
No, I totally understand that. You know what you do, though? You just direct debit it so you don't even remember that it's coming out of your account.
Oh, see, that's how my account ends up like $200 in deficit. I've got three different accounts, Liz, and I'm like, I juggle which one I use per week because like it depends on which one's got money in it. And,
oh, I feel so.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you along to my favorite.
No, I enjoy myself.
I realize I love that. It's just my happy zone. Like I've got so much going on right now, especially with uni and jobs and everything rest. And in that 1 hour, I don't think about anything else but what I'm doing. It's the most mindful I am in my whole day.
That's good. I think that's really good.
It's really good for like my mental health.
I really got around it, but yeah, because like it was just a task.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you get this bit done, you get this bit done, you get this bit done. And it was good. It was regimented in that way.
Yeah.
And that's why I think if I was a gym kind of person, that would be the way I would get around it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that it's got that group kind of social aspect to it, but I also like just want to challenge myself. Like I'm never really looking at what anyone else is doing as well. It's really
Feel, because I think I mentioned in the first episode, like, sometimes I avoid the gym because I feel a little judged.
Yeah.
And that was not an energy that I found in this space, because everyone was just there doing their own thing. Like there were different levels of body fitness and people with like, doing different things. Like there was some of the most gunned people I've ever seen in my life, and then there were people like me. Yeah, please. Then there were people like me who were just like there, like they were clearly trying to start their kind of fitness journey.
Yeah,
and it was good.
It's cool. Yeah, they've got great instructors. They'll come up and help you if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was
awesome.
Yeah, I
think the instructor we had was really good as well.
Yeah, she is. She's top.
She smashes it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
There you go.
Go team.
Go team.
Well,
we did it.
I don't know if I think we've sussed out both areas, and maybe we'll dabble in each other's again.
Maybe
I'm signing up for yours. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, actively,
you're on board. I might be on board. I think I just need to get less bitter about it. I think I did turn to you at one point during the class, and I just went, "I will forgive you for this one day."
Yeah. But because the music was so loud, I heard, "I won't forgive you for this," and I was like, "Okay." And there's like this bead of sweat coming down, and I was like, "Well, there's the friendship gone." But that's okay.
No, I was being like, going for I just wanted to know, I will forgive you one day.
Well, I'm proud of us. You smashed we nailed it, dude. We killed it. What a good time.
And we did it.
We knew we'd come out on the other side so happy.
Yep, not me. Definitely not me. Anyway, guys, if you've liked today's episode, please go and listen to any of the other ones we've recorded. They're up on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play.
Yes.
Any other good podcatcher.
Yes.
Just a reminder that this is the second episode since the new episode drop Schedule structure. Mm-hmm. But we are now coming out every second Friday, every fortnight.
Yes.
So, that's
follow us on our socials. We've got our Instagram, 1 Mile Podcast. Last time I asked you guys to add a comment about what you wanted us to do, what you wanted us to swap. So feel free to do that again.
Yeah. Go and hit that up.
That'd be
tell
great.
Us what you, tell us your thoughts. Tell us your dreams.
Your dreams for this little duo.
Yeah.
Put us through hell. Why not?
Yeah. Well,
that's fun.
Apparently that's the feedback that we've gotten that people like when we try and fuck each other over a bit more.
Yeah.
Which
I'm
is
yet
like
to feel really fucked over.
Yeah.
Apart from the just get fucked. The just
that
fuck
was
it.
Probably your worst.
That
one
was
so
my
far.
Worst one so far. So bring it on, bitches.
Yeah. Let's do alcohol soon. An entire case of beer. Anyway, all right. Well, until then, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Curtis Lang.
And I've been Liz Keogh.
And catch on the flip flop.
Bork, bork, hello.
Bork, bork, hi.
You know what you need to be doing? You need to be listening to the Floof and Popper podcast.
I'm Mel.
I'm Taylor. And we're going to talk about all things dogs.
Dog stories. Dog breeds.
Dog tips and tricks.
Dog puns.
Dog jokes.
Dog
you're
everything.
Out if you're not listening. Hit us up at the Floof and Popper podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Tune in.
That's Not Gunning Productions podcast.